Here's another little something. The government and opposition today voted yesterday, actually. The government and opposition today voted against the Greens' motion calling on the government to plan for peak oil in the light of the most recent global figures showing that a shift to coal power from oil power is increasing global greenhouse emissions. And we all know how disgusting the coal mining industry is around the world, not only for the end effect of burning the coal itself, but just getting it out of the ground and poisoning the water and using all the water from our beautiful underground aquifer.
Yes, well,
I don't really have a lot of time for the coal industry. I guess they're keeping people employed, though. The global financial crisis drove manufacturing from the developed world into the developing world, thereby replacing oil with coal. So obviously then coal mining must be going on around the world in places that's more or less advanced than ourselves. Or maybe we're included in the developing world.
We're definitely a banana republic, aren't we?
Yes, definitely. See, so that was a quote by a deputy leader of the Australian Greens, Senator Christine Milne. She goes on to say, if we don't start planning now, peak oil will repeat that process many times over with disastrous outcomes. Australia needs to kick the oil addiction before peak oil kicks it for us by driving prices sky high. So is she suggesting we go for coal? I don't know, but Martin Ferguson, whoever he may be, is already promoting coal-based transport fuels as a way to keep Australia's coal sector flourishing. Why do we want to keep the coal sector flourishing? Ah, and there it goes on to say, I think what I'm doing here, I'm reading what Senator Christine Milne has said. She's about to give Martin Ferguson a kick in the bum. She says that he's already promoting the coal-based transport fuels, blah, 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 blah. The climate impact of such a short-sighted move would be horrendous. We must start planning now to bring on the sustainable alternatives of renewable-powered electric vehicles, both public and private, and tackle the climate and peak oil crisis together. Right. The International Energy Agency whistleblowers report is shocking but unsurprising to those of us who have watched the refusal by Australian governments to acknowledge the peak oil threat. I'm not actually sure what the peak oil threat is. I did look at it on the internet, but I couldn't really understand it. Do you have any understanding of the peak oil thing?
Peak oil, they don't find the level of finding more oil on the planet is going down. The usage is still going up. So up till recently, it was, it felt like it's going to go on forever. Now it's pretty obvious that we used already more than half of what's actually available. And it's going to get harder and harder to get the rest out of the ground. And so production costs will go up.
Go up, yeah.
That's how I understand this peak oil concept.
Okay, what have I got here? Oh, you would have missed. I did anyway. A very good movie night that was held at Birth and Beyond last week. It was pretty much sponsored by the Rainforest Information Centre. And it was a movie called A View from a Grain of Sand, which is a history of women in Africa. Afghanistan over the last 30 or 40 years, and apparently a fascinating movie. I'm sorry I missed it. I believe it will be repeated sometime. Yes, if you're a person who has interest in the problems the women of Afghanistan are having to deal with on a daily and regular basis, you can get information about this from Ruth at the Rainforest Information Centre, and she has very kindly given me the phone number so I can give it to you to ring her. And it's 6689, of course, 6689-7519. Give her a call. Another bit of information I got from Ruth this morning was that on December the 13th at 6 p.m. at the fabulous Oasis Cafe, as well as having their regular poetry night, there will also be a visiting gentleman, Drew Dellinger. And Drew is apparently a social justice activist and public speaker, and a very interesting and intelligent man and worth listening to. It's by donation, so get down there and get some of the best coffee in town. Some of the best coffee in town. I must let you know that since I'm now doing some casual work at the Hemp Bar, we do some pretty damn fine coffee there. But then, since of course I'm not allowed to do any promotions or advertising in this program, I won't mention that. I can mention the Oasis as being part of the poetry night, but I can't tell you about that fabulous couscous and garden salad for lunch. What a bargain. $5 you can get a place of salad, and it's the healthiest filling meal you could possibly get. But I won't talk about that because that's promotional stuff. But be there on December the 13th at 6 p.m. at the Oasis. It's their regular poetry night, and you'll have the opportunity to listen to Drew Dellinger visiting us from the United States of America, and you may even get the opportunity to talk to him. Apparently he's a very interesting and intelligent public speaker.